Fox Frontier at the G20, where leaders are going to be meeting. And one of the things that's on their agenda to discuss is how to crack down on tax dodging, and particularly big global companies that are not paying their fair share and are dodging their taxes. We've calculated that Africa loses about 2% of its GDP due to this corporate tax dodging. And to put that into context, that's about half of what they're spending on health. So you can see immediately the massive impact that that could have if that money were going into developing country budgets rather than into the deep pockets of rich companies. And that's one of the things that we've been campaigning for, to make the global tax rules fairer so that poor countries aren't losing out. If the G20 were losing the same amount of money as Africa, they'd have a $1.2 trillion black hole in their budget. So if they were losing 2% of their GDP, it would be $1.2 trillion hole. And we know that if that were the case, G20 would be taking this seriously, and it would be, you know, a really urgent issue. And we're here to ask for it to be as urgent to tackle a problem that's hitting the poorest people in the poorest countries. Companies will say that a lot of what they're doing is perfectly legal, but we're very clear that avoiding paying your taxes is also perfectly immoral, and it's got to stop. One of the things that we're really pushing for, and we hope will come out of this summit, is that G20 leaders will agree that developing countries and African countries have to be at the negotiating table when the global tax rules are rewritten. Anything less would be really undermining it, you know, their ability to make a change that helps the poorest families around the world.